rematch stewing for over a year is now starting to come to a boil. It's the 3-0 Lakers on the road taking on the 2-1 Cassidy Redhawks. Good evening and welcome from the hometown of Brewster Shaw, Cassidy, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me tonight, as always, is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here as usual. And this is a game we've been looking for on the schedule. A rematch from the last couple seasons, come down to the last play. Look forward to another close game tonight.
Last season, the Elkton Pigeon Vapor Lakers and Cassidy Redhawks met twice on the gridiron, both times ending with a goal line stand for the green and white for a victory. Those emotions on both sides of the ball have now been brewing and marinating for nearly a year, and here we are now for round number three.
It certainly has, and expect this game to be very similar. Very close, hard-fought battle for all four quarters.
The Cassidy Redhawks are coming off of a commanding victory over the Marlette Red Raiders, where junior quarterback Sandon Cuthrell totaled 5 touchdowns. For the past 2 weeks, Cassidy has scored over 40 points in both victories. With an ignited offense and strong will for revenge, the Redhawks hope that they have found the winning combination to take out those Lakers.
I'm pretty sure the Lakers saw the books, too, that Cuthrell scored 5 times, so they'll be ready for him. But Cassidy's still going to have to find ways to score. This defensive Lakers, though, may not be as easy as their opponent last week.
On the other side of the ball, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 3-0, but it certainly did not come easy. A week ago, the Lakers hosted the Bad Axe Hatchets, and after a handful of turnovers and almost a century mark of penalty yards, the Green and White squeaked out an 8-point victory over Bad Axe. Lakers will need to play a cleaner and sharper game tonight if they want to improve to 4-0.
Bad Axe certainly did give them a run in Laker country last week, but Lakers were fortunate to survive. Let's face it, Bad Axe had their number last week, but they're going to have to play a lot better and a lot stronger tonight if they want to beat Cass City on the road.
It's the WLW Sports Network's Game of the Week. The Cass City Redhawks hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin. 100 smackaronis. Call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. And it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment with fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, It is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Cycler, the talk of the thumb, Mechanic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Seapwing, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Bayport State Bank, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, the Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton and Cass City, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Thumb Bank and Trust with six locations to serve you, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, blazing speed with their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of the WLW Sports Network. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Rochelle Thompson with your call tonight from Cass City, Michigan. And it's yet another beautiful night for the football in the state of Michigan, and here we are in the coziest booth of the Greater Thumb Conference. I'm not quite sure why it feels that way. It's not because of space. It just has a very – we have more than ample room up here in the booth, but the entire facility just has a very general cozy feel to it. Someone who certainly has that cozy feel, Dave Hansen.
You know me so well, but yeah. It is warm up here. I'll give you that. Maybe that's where you're getting the cozy part from. But you're absolutely right about one thing for sure. Cass City's always been a great host to us, Clark.
Back with us for a sixth season with us is the Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan each week for us and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously, all while being our spotter. Last year, Doug was unable to make the trip to Cass City with us, so it's good to have him back, especially with the matchup between the Lakers and Cass City just ahead of us. Doug Cole, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Clark. Seems like every year when we have a game in Cass City, there's some reason I can't make the trip. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, we are glad you made it. How was your ride up? Did you make any good stops on the way?
I did. Well, this is, I guess, kind of a boring, not boring stop, but kind of a safe pick. I stopped at B-Dubs in Lapeer, and everyone knows what B-Dubs is, Buffalo Wild Wings. And I had some four-piece chicken tenders with French fries on the side.
You went with the chicken tenders, not the boneless wings.
No, I went with the chicken tenders. I'm not really into the boneless wings that much.
Okay, well, this segment of Dining with Doug brought to you by yours truly at the WLW Sports Network. Making her way back to the booth this week would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, new title officially, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, tackle, and computes also our first, third, and fourth down conversions, as well as time of possession. Rochelle single-handedly makes our booth better looking by tenfold.
That probably depends, Clark. Depends on what you're looking at. But in this case, I'll agree with you. Yeah, I'd rather start a fight with you over a chair or something.
Yes, I'm a little biased in that conversation. And we have not seen our fifth member of our broadcast team quite yet, our spotter, Dwight Gasho. Instead of making his way south, headed north, somewhere above the 45th parallel, you know, he gets lost sometimes. But not sure if Dwight is doing his best NFL impression with protesting his lack of pay, but he certainly will be missed tonight.
I think he's doing his best Le'Veon Bell impersonation, to be honest with you. But some guys just got that it factor, Clark. Dwight is that guy.
Well, you can't spell.